Welcome to Community Connections. I'm Alan Collier. It's my pleasure to be with you for the next 3 hours. Now, I do promise the show's not full of Christmas songs. We've certainly got a few in there, but I can't promise next Wednesday there won't be quite a few. But anyway, being the third Wednesday of the month, it's time for Crime Stoppers. Now, we normally talk to Alex, but I believe she's on holidays or getting ready to go on holidays. So we've got her boss, Tim. So first of all, welcome, Tim.
Hi, Alan. Thanks for having me.
Not a problem. Always look forward to having Crime Stoppers. Now, Tim, one of the things that's on people's mind, I guess, at the moment is home security, and it seems to be a growing concern around Victoria now. Would you agree with that? And also, of course, a lot of people are getting ready to go away over the holidays too.
Yeah, of course. With this time of year, everyone's either going out to events or parties or about to plan their summer holidays, road trips, all sorts of things. Yeah, burglary risks will increase across Victoria this time. Most holiday break-ins happen because something was left unlocked or unsecured. Offenders are looking for homes that appear empty, unmonitored, or easy to access. So even a short weekend away can create a perfect opportunity for, offenders to get into your house. Over the last year, we have seen an increase in aggravated burglaries in Victoria. There's been an increase of around 27% in this year.
That's high, isn't it? Just in one year.
Just over the last year, it's a big increase. And from that, so crime statistics data shows that up to 80% of those incidents occur when offenders are entering through an unlocked door or a window, or they'll abandon the attempt when they discover that the home is secured. So locked doors and locked windows are really important. These crimes don't happen in isolation. They're increasingly targeting everyday households, so often late at night or while, again, people are away this time of year is important. And police intelligence does show that offenders aren't always forcing entry. So they're just walking through an unlocked door or a window or, your doggy doors are also one that they get through. And they're often just an opportunistic crime driven by the desire to get something else. It could be a car key or just some valuables they'll see in a window.
You wouldn't think anybody would be, and I say silly in inverted commas, to leave your back door or your front door unlocked in this world, would you?
Yeah, look, it is a common mistake nowadays, and I think just, we're always in a rush. We're rushing out to get somewhere, and I think, people just forget.
And are some areas worse than others, Tim?
Across Victoria, of course, there's highly dense areas are going to have, more instances of it just because there's more properties around. I think the stats I don't have in front of me, Phil, for sort of your listeners in your area, but I think it's places where they can check a lot of houses at once. Again, looking for that unlocked door, that's sort of the areas where they'll target more houses in one go.
So what are the most common mistakes that homeowners make, apart from leaving the door unlocked, apart from securing their values, and how can they avoid doing these silly things?
Yeah, well, it is just about slowing down. Again, in a rush, lots of Christmas parties, lots of planning to go on holidays. I think people, before they leave home, I think the really key thing is just to take a moment and to make sure that everything is locked away and safe, including just locking the door. If you're going to use things like safes, make sure you're using fireproof, waterproof ones, and make sure they're anchored so they can't just be picked up. Especially in some areas with fire season coming, fireproof ones are really important.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and your possessions are more than objects, so they often carry sentimental value and personal history, or sometimes critical information like computers or backup drives. So store your passports, jewellery, documents, spare keys, whatever it is, secure. That can be in safes, or you can use clever storage hacks like disguise compartments like books, drawers, or household items can be put into those sort of things. It's like a spy movie. You're opening, trying to find which book has got the key in it. Document your items, a really good thing to do. Take clear photos, note down serial numbers if they've got that. Where possible, engrave electronics with your details. A driver's license number is a really key one. And avoid labelling spare keys with something like a house key or a garage door or whatever. just store them securely, and not under the doormat or the pot plant near your door is probably a key one as well.
Tim, just before you go on, you mentioned safes, but it's no good just buying a little safe that you just sit on the kitchen table, or that you really need something that's going to really be take them some time to get to it, don't you?
Correct, yeah. And you want to have it hidden, obviously, but you also want it to be secured to your floor. So properly installed, like I said, not one that's just sitting around easy to pick up. Cause once they pick it up, even if they can't get into it there, they'll take it away and destroy it and get in whatever they need. So really the ones that you can get at, you know, your local hardware or Bunnings, or even I think places like JB Hi-Fi, that you can bolt into the ground or bolt into your shed or put somewhere where it's very difficult to take out. I think that's the key ones we're looking for here.
So what are some of the things that we can do to, and we've got to take some responsibility here ourselves, to improve our home security, particularly with a lot of people that are going away?
Yep. So again, I know I said it multiple times, but start by locking up. Like I said, that 80% number is really key when people see us locked. Yeah. So let's go to another house. So start by locking up every door and windows, not just the front door. Make sure it's the back door, or if you've got a balcony door or a garage door that they can get through and then has a door into your house. Make sure that's locked, even for a short trip, even just going out for Christmas lunch, make sure that's locked. Consider smart locks that you can monitor or control from your home. So JB Hi-Fi has a range of smart locks you can purchase. Visible deterrents such as motion cameras, doorbell cams, security signage that shows that your home is monitored can scare away burglars. And always lock the door, as I mentioned, between your garage and your home. So sometimes, you know, if people they press a button to get into their garage and put their car in there, and then they just have that door that goes straight into the house, but they don't think to lock that, so make sure you're locking that. Doggy doors, I know maybe small ones they won't get through, but doggy doors are often a way that people get into houses as well. They can put their arm in and then unlock it.
Sorry, Tim, some of them that are doing these robberies are smaller people, aren't they?
Yep.
So it could happen.
Correct. Yep, younger people, or, exactly, trying to fit in, yep. So that's a key one as well. Many burglars are looking for houses that appear dark, so at night. So set exterior sensor lights around driveways, doors, and yard access points. You know, I think even if you're going for a walk yourself and all of a sudden the light flashes on, you do startle a little bit. So use smart lights there. You can also get smart lights indoors that, you know, turn on at certain times of the day. You can do a similar thing with a radio, so any sort of noise that mimics a normal activity in your house. If someone does get inside, minimise what they can take by storing your valuables in a safe. We've covered that. And at least out of sight. So, you know, hide them in drawers away from windows so you can't see it there. And also, while tech can play a big role, community matters. I think, you know, we sometimes forget that our neighbours are on our side and, you know, they're friendly people. So, you know, if you're going away, ask your neighbours to collect your mail, or a friend, take your bins out. Maybe they can park in your driveway to reinforce the illusion that you're home. And when away, remember what you're posting online does matter as well. A lot of people will see that you're travelling wherever you are, you're away from your house, and then they'll go and target your house. So hold those holiday or travel snaps until you're back, or at least at the bare minimum, make sure that you've got, you know, fully private social media accounts.
Tim, would it be a good idea to record serial numbers, and particularly if you've got jewellery and that, to take photos?
Yeah, definitely. I think have all that on file somewhere. That helps to recover, or helps police to recover, or if they recover stolen items, to identify it back to you. So I know a big thing is if you've got a road bike or a push bike that you can engrave your driver's license into it. That's obviously a number that's really identifiable to you as a person. Similar things with jewellery or, you know, laptops or things like that can, you know, hopefully they're not stolen in the first place, but if they are, potentially they can get back to you. So,
and I mean, that's one of the good things about doing a license is that, like, if you have that for life, don't you?
Correct. Yeah, your number's associated with you ongoing. Yep.
So what role can the community play in preventing burglaries?
Again, I think it's really important to work as a neighbourhood. So think about your actions, no matter how small, they can contribute to a safer neighbourhood. Locking your doors, turning on porch lights, checking on neighbours, and reporting anything unusual can have a really good ripple effect. If you're seeing suspicious behaviour, like unfamiliar vehicles, people cruising slowly or driving slowly around your streets, if you're seeing tampered locks, someone loitering near your home, you can report that to Crime Stoppers Victoria. You don't need to reveal your identity, obviously, if you report to us. And even small tips like doorbell camera footage is also a good one to upload with reports to us. They can make a really big difference in an investigation. And you're not wasting people's time. I think that's often the thing as well. People think, oh, it's just, you know, just a guy driving slowly down the street. And then, you know, maybe a few weeks later you find out that there was a robbery and that was somehow connected. So, you know, always good to report things that you think are suspicious.
All right, so what should I do if my home's being burgled or I discover I've been robbed? Because there's two differences, is there? One if it's happening now and one if it's if you come home and find it has been robbed.
Definitely. If it's happening now, if someone is inside your home or come to your home while you're there, definitely call 000 immediately. Your safety is always first, of course. Although we love our items, they can be replaced.
Yep.
Never try and confront someone. You never know what they're carrying or what their action is. Like, they've already made that bad decision to break into your house. You don't want them to make another bad decision and hurt you. So anyone inside your house, call 000 immediately. If you return home from your holidays and find signs of a burglary but no one is present, you can call the police assistance line. That's 131 444. You can also sometimes call your local police station depending on their hours, but those two are sort of, you know, after the fact events. And then again, you know, you can report to us if you're seeing something but it's not directly affecting you. Obviously, we love to see CCTV footage as part of any suspicious activity you're seeing on your streets.
So how do we get to Crime Stoppers?
Yeah, you can make a report anonymously online at crimestoppersvic.com.au, or you can call us at 1-800-333-000.
So that's Crime Stoppers Vic. That's all one word, isn't it?
One word, yep, .com.au.
Or 1-800-333-000. Tim, look, it's a pleasure to have, we've been talking to Alex for quite most of the year. Thank you for the time of Crime Stoppers. We hope you'll be back next year. We just wish everybody at Crime Stoppers a Merry Christmas, a safe and Happy New Year. I won't be here in January, so we'll restart again February, please. Tim, if that's okay.
No problem. Look, I think on behalf of Alex, I know she would have loved to do this last one, but lucky her, she's already on leave. We love the support we get from you and your listeners, and yeah, obviously want to continue that into 2026. And just wish you a Merry Christmas. Hope you have a nice break as well. Don't forget to lock your doors. And again, to your listeners, Merry Christmas, and thanks once again.
Thanks very much, Jim. I will say that I remember years ago of a friend of mine actually buying a second car that they didn't actually need to have, so that they always had a car in their drive all the time. Probably a little bit drastic, but I remember somebody doing that.
It makes it look like there's someone always there. So not a bad one. Maybe an expensive way to do it, but anything that works, you know, every small little thing helps.
All right, so look, let's give it again. It's Crime Stoppers Vic, all one word, crimestoppersvic.com.au, or call 1-800-333-000. And we probably haven't stressed it quite enough that you can be anonymous, can't you, Tim?
100%. Yeah, you don't need to leave any of your details. We don't actually keep your phone number. There's no caller ID on our systems. If you're doing it online, we don't track your IP addresses. There's no metadata captured. It's as about as safe or secure as you can get. Please, if you say anything, please say something.
Now, I guess the other thing too that we just need to mention is that sometimes you may think you know something about a robbery or something. It's still worthwhile giving it to Crime Stoppers, because I was interviewing the police only last week, and very often they have a fair idea who's done something, but they can't just get that last little bit of evidence. So I guess instead of going to the police, they can hand it to you, and if you hand on the police, it just could be the thing that clears that crime up, couldn't it?
Oh, it could be. Every small piece of information contributes to an investigation. And I think you nailed it right there. The police are always looking for things to make their case stronger. And I think if you've got, even if you don't think it's important in the grand scheme of things, you never know what that license plate might be, what that person is looking like. That might be, just put that person in the place where the police are looking. So any piece of information, send it through to us.
Sounds great. All right, Tim, again, have a Merry Christmas, a safe and happy New Year, and we look forward to talking to you or Alex next year.